countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
Well, the new year is all about fresh starts and new beginnings. And when she retired last November as captain of the Irish women's rugby team, Ciara Griffin returned to her native Kerry and her farming roots to consider what to do next. Well, Marty Morrissey dropped by to see her. And as they walked the land her father, Dennis, farms near Ballymacgilligut in County Kerry, they talked about farming, about the future and about rugby. Marty asked Ciara to describe that moment in 2016 when she was first capped for Ireland.
It was absolutely amazing, Marty, that feeling of running onto that pitch in Donnybrook and hearing your name over the intercom and you're getting your first cap for Ireland at 20, 21. So it was just dreams are made of that stuff, you know.
Emotional? Tears?
Yeah, as you probably know from Emer and a lot of the girls will tell you, I wear my heart in my sleeve. I'm quite an emotional person. And that was quite an emotional time for me. I played my last game for Ireland there against Japan in November, and that was tough as well, but it was the right time for me personally.
And then Ciara Griffin's just hunting around the edges. Obviously knows that they're going to kick.
When you watch that, Ciara, what's going through your mind?
Great finish.
What a team performance we had that day. And
it's with the captain again. She's looking for a second try. I think she's down.
You heard the crowd there. They were amazing, and goosebumps, you know, that gives me goosebumps still. I think it will for a long time.
Ciara Griffin gets the honour of finishing the game off.
The Irish captain, two tries, player of the match, and ends the game.
She's been huge for this team, both on and off the pitch.
My sisters are there, my mum, my dad, Damien, my family were there. It was just a really, really special day.
Getting a win at home, player of the match. She served Irish rugby really well.
In terms of women's rugby, is it in a better place now?
It's growing nationally in that you can see in all the different areas and provinces, you can see a lot of girls taking it up. And look, I think we need to see more people coming up through their systems and get those feeder systems in place and get those structures in place that, you know, you can have a clear feeder system from club to province to international. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think that's something that needs to be looked at, and I hope it is looked at to make sure we can keep driving the standard rugby here in this country. There's just some weanlings now, some heifers that we haven't for the winter. They're just being weathered now. They have a nice lifestyle. Mm. Being fed, watered. We have a bit of a wintering paddock outside here as well. I did it this year with bark and everything, so it's very handy. It's good for their feet. Mm. You know, it's not often you find sometimes animals, when they're on simmon for a long time, you find it in their feet, they get sore, they get lame. And at least by being able to go in and out from boat, it gives a bit of respite as well.
This particular calf, mm-hmm. It's on his own.
On his own. Some of his buddies are in the shed and some of the buddies are out in the feeding area, out in the resting paddock. And this one is obviously is hungry, so he's making sure he's getting her belly worth.
Well, fair play to her. Will we go in here?
Yeah, no problem. Well, you can see here, there's a good... This is where they all are. They're all lying. Good sign. They're content. They're happy. You can see there, there's nearly a shed full of them inside there, Marty. So they were hiding. So they're all just resting there now. They're weanlings, they're dairy heifers again, so they'll hopefully be put in calf next summer coming, and hopefully first time calvers then next spring, 12 months. I love farming. I'm very, very lucky to be from a farming background and a farming family. My nan and granda unfortunately passed away in summer, but they were farming cordial. We go on holidays to Nan and Grandad's to go farming.
Like the Griffin family, yeah. I have to say.
So that was brilliant. We'd go for a few weeks of the summer and we'd be shipping ourselves off over to Cordell and we'd absolutely love it. And you'd spend the days out with Grandad doing jobs, or Michael, my uncle, and Nana as well, with calves. Nana's the best partner I've ever met to rear calves. She was... Any calf that wouldn't drink, she got him drinking. Do you know, she's class. Yeah. And but then, like, Granda too, like, he'd show you the ways, and my uncle too shows you a lot. So it's very good. That's what I love about farming. It's a real mentorship.
And When you say you're going on holidays to your grandparents, tell us how far away they are from here.
Nan and Grandad were 10-15 minutes over past Castle Island in Gordal, but I used to love it. I'd be packing for days, getting ready to go over, make sure I had enough farming clothes, and then with the Sunday clothes, you know, ready for Sunday Mass and going out to Killarney after.
Yeah.
It was the highlight of our summer, to be honest. We would count down the days to go over on holidays, and you'd be very sad leaving, but sometimes you go on a few holidays, you go over a few times during the summer. And it was fantastic and such an easy way, it's such a simple thing to do, but they're the best memories you've had. It's like we used to always go on like cross country walks. Granda would show you the width and breadth of the countryside, just going for walks and chats and showing you the different history of the area. And you just picked up so much.
Yeah.
But it's fantastic memories.
Most young people would say, well, let's go on holidays to Lanzarote, for instance, right? But no, you went down 10 minutes down the road to your grandparents to work.
Yeah. I wouldn't change a thing, to be honest. I'm not made for the sun. I'm not made for the setting. So I'll take an active holiday or farming any day, to be honest. And it was absolutely amazing. It's their memories, you know, that now when you're looking back at, you realise how lucky you are.
Yeah.
Because you just got such... You were given such freedom, but you were given such encouragement as well from a young age, and you were just given, I suppose, the confidence to back yourself and to back that you can farm, you know what to do, and just back yourself and do it.
And Ciara, what was the one thing you learned from your grandparents and from your dad about farming, and the one mistake maybe that you learned?
So it's one thing you learned is just kind of have patience. It doesn't always happen in the day, and you have to patience and work hard.
Yeah.
You get out of it what you put into it. Like everything in life, you know, with sport, with your training, and same with farming, what you put into it, you will get out of it. And I suppose a mistake. I don't think the Griffins make mistakes, Marty, to be honest.
No, I knew that. Not a chance. Either on or off the field.
Exactly.
Not at all. Ciara, I've only just met you, and even I know you're not going to sit back. I just know your character. So what are you going to do when you come back home? You're a primary school teacher. You're married. You have a new home that you're building, I know. What's next?
To be honest, I just love to go do my green cert and get that done. It's something it's always been on my bucket list. So that's the next step, and we'll go from there. Once that's done, you know, it's good experience, and then I want to get into a bit of running. See maybe once COVID calms down, see some of the world. I haven't seen much of it, as you know, if I'm going 10 minutes over the road for my summer holidays. So I'd love.
You're finally going to go to Lanzarote, are you?
I don't know. Maybe we might try New Zealand, Marty. We'll try. There's nice farms down there. So I'll go a bit further and just enjoy that and have the time at home and maybe play a bit of football with my local club again, Castle Island Desmonds, and just enjoy it and just, you know, play for the fun of it.
I hope your husband is a farmer, is he?
Oh, he is, don't worry.
Thank God.
He's farming and he's an engineer as well, so he's a busy man, a very patient man all these years, but I'm looking forward now to our next chapter together and just starting the next stage.
And the very best of luck to Ciara and her husband Damien. She was in conversation there with Marty Morrissey.